Third parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Aleph. This is a very common halacha which affects every household. And there are two ways of learning this Mishnah, which result in two ways of passing the halacha. The Mishnah is going to discuss three types of heating tools. One is the kira. A kira is like a tube that was rectangular and had the room to put two pots on top of the tube. And on the bottom, they would heat it up. A kreifas is the same thing, but it's square. And since it's a square and smaller, the tube one had room for two pots on top. The square one had room for one pot on top. So the kreifas, which is smaller, it retained the heat more, and therefore there's more reason to be machmir. And then there's something called a tanner. Tanner was like a cone-shaped thing, which they put a thick cement insulation around the cone, and underneath it heated up, and that retained the heat very much. And it'll have intense heat, and therefore it's more stringent than the first two. Now, the discussion over here is putting food on top of this kira, which in our day and age would be the closest thing to it would be putting food on top of the fire. On Shabbos, in fashion, the food was not yet fully cooked. The room for concern over here is that since it's not fully cooked, you may stir up the flames, work on the flames to make it burn better. So, based on the Mishnah, we'll start reading the way the Rish and the Rambam, which is where the Chachamim learned the Mishnah, the most stringent way they learned the Mishnah, which is Kira Sheisikua Bekashuk Vova. This Kira, this stovetop, ancient stovetop, that was heated up only with different types of hay and straw, then Noisin Latashim. You're allowed to put food on top of it, even though the food was not cooked, because the whole problem of putting food before Shabbos is not a problem of cooking at Shabbos, because you would put it on before Shabbos. The problem is you may try to ignite or help the fire burning more. That's only the case where you have coals and embers, but the straw and hay right away gets burnt up. There's nothing to work with, so there's no shash they're going to do that iser of being mechata of dealing with the fire. But if it was made with gefes over 18, the fire was made from gefes after they squeezed the olives or sesame seeds, there was some leftover matter there, and it would burn that. That was combustible material or wood. These are things that when you burn them, then they do turn into a coal, and it's concerned that you will afterwards try to adjust and fix up the fire. In such a case, so yitin achi yigrov or achi yitin et the eifin. Going to the Tanakama, you are not allowed to put any food on top of this till yigrov means you take out the coals, or yitin et the eifin means you cover over the coals with ashes. And this is a sign that you're not interested in working on the coals anymore, because you did something opposite of helping the something to douse out the flames. Okay, so the way we read the Mishnah now is the way the written Rambam Paskin, the way the Mechaber, the Svadi Minhag is, that you are not allowed to put something on an open fire unless that you're not putting on an open fire even if it was partially cooked, unless you take away the fire or you cover it up with something. So according to his opinion, once again, as long as the fire is beneficial for the food itself, even the food was fully cooked, you're not allowed to put it on the fire. That's their opinion. So according to the way they hold, you're not allowed to put anything in open flame unless you put on a blech. Most opinions hold the blech is good enough for this situation. It's a little chiddush because the blech, this piece of metal which you cover up the fire, is not exactly the same thing as the case of putting ashes on the fire. Putting the ashes on the fire, it actually damages the fire itself. Here, if you're covering the fire, you're just taking something which shows that you're not so interested in intense heat, but you didn't damage the fire. There is an opinion of the Chazanish, for example, that holds that our blood does not help. But the general stock, which the Shabura passes with, is that as long as you cover up the fire, you'll be permitted to put, even according to the most stringent opinion, you'll be permitted to put food that has not been fully cooked on the fire immediately before Shabbos. Yeah, the Ashkenazi opinion is to be more lenient, and they hold that as long as the food was cooked, matzal ben rizoy, which means halfway cooked, and the Shabbat Prakha Mishnah Bruce that you can be sent from the beginning to say a third of the way cooked, you could actually put it on the fire even without the blech. What's the idea behind that? Because they learned from the Mishnah that what we say to us is to put it it doesn't mean that the us is to put it. It means if it was once on the fire, you now have to pick it up and put it back down. But to put it lachatchila, as long as it was partially cooked, that's basically edible, so like we're saying, lachatchila halfway cooked, that's good enough. And the truth is, on stovetops, the general minhag is nobody puts things on stovetops unless it's covered, so that's nogea. It's nogea more if you're baking something in the oven. Sometimes people warm up things, or they want things, the chicken to be cooked in the last minute, they put it on the timer in the oven. So, once again, one has to know that the oven is considered a non-covered fire, even though there may be a covering above the fire, depending on how your oven is made. Some of the element is mamish open, but even if it's covered up, that's not considered halachically covered, because that's the way you normally bake. Covering means you did something abnormal. Usually you bake on an open fire and you cover it up with something which is contrary to the idea of having intense heat. So once again, to put something in your oven beforehand, before Shabbos, according to the Svadi minhag, according to Machadah, we prohibit to do so unless you're putting something that, by leaving it in the heat longer, will just damage it, which is basically water or some type of baked goods. But other than that, a chicken and the like, you would not be able to do that. According to the Ashkenazi minhag, so you have to make sure that it was cooked at least halfway before Shabbos in order to permit having it being finished off in the oven. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says that one should be matme, but the Ashkenazi minhag, that should be fully cooked before Shabbos. Once again, heating up in the oven from before Shabbos, according to the Ashkenazi minhag, one should not do it if you're leaving it on with the oven on Shabbos. According to the Ashkenazi minhag, as long as it's fully cooked, it's all right. Everything we said till now is the opinion of the halacha. Bisham is more stringent. He says, "Bechamel avaloi tavshil." He says that which you could put something on your kira even after you took out the coal, but the kira is still hot. It's only you're allowed to put water there. You're not allowed to put a tavshil. Betiloimim bechamel tavshil. And as we said, we passing like a seal that once you cover it up, you're allowed to put any food on top of the area that even remains hot. The shamim oimim leitnim avloi mazdivim. They feel oimim af mazdivim. The shami says that if you put something on the fire from before Shabbos, once you picked it up, you're not allowed to put it down. The still says once you picked it up, you are allowed to put it back, but that's only after the grufa uktuma. In other words, if you have an open fire and you took something out of the, you picked it as a pot off the fire, you're now allowed to put it back down under all conditions. If it's a covered fire, that'll go for the oven also. If you took something out of the oven, you wouldn't be able to put it back in. But if it's a covered fire, or according to most folks, if you have a hot plate, then once you picked it up, you're allowed to put it back down, but you have to have various conditions, which are, you should still be holding it in your hand, and you should have picked it up with intent of putting it back. Then you can put it back down on the covered fire.